3000英里穿越全美 SOS 长途步行活动今天上午在国会山前召开新闻发布会。年过60的陈宁芳夫妇为营救爱子和受迫害的国内法轮功学员也将跋涉10天。
It's painful to remember his bright smile, his sturdy figure, his hearty laughter, and his sweet expressions.I also know that my son is only one of the thousands of sons and daughters who have undergone similar cruel treatment just for practicing Falun Gong.
DC 学员纳西亚里也上台发言，他将步行4天。
I could be tossed into a labor camp or a mental hospital. I could be tortured, raped, or even killed. Unbelievable, isn't it? Yet that is exactly what is happening in China today.
华盛顿州学员戴维里将走完全程。
I will speak to every person who crosses my path, from every hamlet, every village, every town and city in the heartland of this great country. My message to those I encounter will be simple. Falun Dafa is good. Join with me to stop the persecution of Falun Dafa.
记者招待会结束前，学员们齐发正念。步行者的队伍中有刚刚参加完绝食请愿、尚未开始进食的学员，有几岁的孩子，还有80多岁的老人。美国之音、路特社及自由亚洲的媒体到现场采访，并见证了整个过程。